I just give you an example. There was this painter, 35-year-old. She didn't know anything about crypto. But she would see all these, let's say, people talk about, oh, I made a little money on this coin. I made a little money on that coin, and just keep thinking, okay, well, what can she do? And then so the way it works is they come in literally one or two workshops. They can learn how to use signals that we give them, and which is literally like they copy paste numbers into an exchange, and they're able to make their first few trades. And she came in first week. She wanted to just try with very small dollar amounts because she didn't know like what crypto is gonna do to her money. So she literally came in with like $40 into that trading. And then turn it into about $300. But for her, what that means is now, okay, so if that works, like what else can she do with that? And then now let's, go learn about charts. Let's go about learn about coins, crypto, NFTs, all sorts of things, right? It just opened up the whole world. So that's really what the collection is about, is literally creating that first step for someone who knows nothing about crypto to come in, make their first maybe even few dollars to a few thousand dollars. And then really get interested that there is real value in actually being inside crypto.
Entrepreneurs, I have a treat for you as I have brought you around the world to, I haven't counted in a while, at least 20, maybe 30 different countries with top performing founders. Today, we are traveling all the way from Florida to Dubai to bring on Arvind to That Entrepreneur Show. Arvind, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited for this episode, everyone. You all listening on may know a lot more than me about this field because I'm usually head down working, not keeping up with all things Bitcoin. I mean, we got to start out right at the front. He told me behind the scenes he's already sold some collections, but for rookies like me, we're going to take it from the beginning for everyone else listening on. Arvind, break out the beginning steps of understanding your world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, the Web3, let's call it, world is very, very vast. It has like people provide a lot of different services, a lot of things. I'll tell you about what I do. I have a consulting side to my business where I sell out collections and help advising collections and any platforms, token, NFTs, any of those type of projects that's out there, they come to us and then we assist them from very beginning all the way to the end. So that's one side. And then the other side is really my own collection. So, it's one thing to just tell other people how to do things. It's the other things like if you do it yourself as well, obviously. So I have my own as well. And it's been a wild ride inside the crypto. Initially, I got interested because I was seeing the art side of things in crypto, so digital arts. That was very interesting for me, and I got really close to some Italian artist. I sold out his collection. That was the whole really like that was a pro kind of one-off project for me. But then I realized the benefits of crypto. For example, I was telling one of my friends today. If you want to go, I mean, I know about Canada, I know about Dubai, some countries like that, but like if you have even, let's say, above $10,000 you want to withdraw from your bank, they're going to ask you a lot of questions. They're going to have you fill out forms, go in a queue, make an appointment. They won't even have cash at the bank as of lately. And so it's just been an interest of mine to learn alternative to the current financial system. And crypto has been that for me. Now, obviously, NFTs, tokens, all these other things, these are just a small portion of like what crypto means to me specifically. Obviously, to other people it could mean other things as well. But it's more of a, for me, it's more of a vehicle, more of a technology that just provides a lot of solutions. And that's why I'm very bullish about crypto. That's why I really like crypto. That's really I suppose what's been there for me, and it continues to be, as we progress inside the crypto industry, there's more and more solutions for what we're trying to do. So
I want to ask, let's go back in time. When was your first crypto trade?
okay, so 2016, good friend of mine Nick, he's buying a lot of Bitcoin at that time. He sold his car, he sold everything he had, and I thought he's crazy. And to be honest, at that time, I was just thinking, I don't want to be this ADHD guy, just because someone says this is cool, and then jump on it and just maybe try it out, that kind of thing. I was really focused on just running my ads for companies. That was what I was doing all along. And then, anyways, I kept seeing my friend. We'll go to a restaurant, bar. He was just checking his phone, and he eventually got to the point. He literally sold everything he had, quit his job. And just was looking at the charts. And it was very strange for me. I was actually very worried for him. And I thought it's gonna really end up horribly for him. But
Yeah.
turned out years later, he called me and we were talking. So we actually ended up just parting ways. We're still friends, but we parted ways because of the I just didn't want to live in the same city as I was living at that time. And
Right.
then a few years after that, he called me and he goes, he was asking about what I do, and I was asking about what he does. At that time, he was just traveling around. And I was like, well, what about your job? What career are you doing right now? He's like, nothing, just really just like traveling around. The Bitcoin thing really worked out. And so that was obviously let's say indicator for me that this is a very serious thing. So yeah, then right around that time, that's when I actually started buying a little. But then I didn't take it very seriously until I sold out my first collection. And I actually, most of the crypto I have and I have had is been earned rather than buying it. So I very rarely actually, let's say, paid, let's say from a credit card or from a dollar to convert it to crypto. I actually earned it inside that industry, and I kept making it, basically investing it, and whether it be the staking or whatever platform I was doing whatever with, just gain more and more of that crypto.
I love it. Well, congratulations on all your success and growth inside that industry. Was it always crypto, or when was your first entrepreneurial experience? I know you're a very ambitious guy, so I'd love some backstory.
Yeah, so first entrepreneurial experience was so I'm Persian Italian. First experience, I was in school. So back in Iran, there's no copyright, I suppose, rules or laws. And then when I was a kid, I was maybe 7-ish year old, and I realized maybe about 8, yeah, about 8 year old, and I realized people at my school wanted. So I was playing a lot of basically computer games, and we use CDs, right? So you would buy the CDs and then you would install it. It was actually a pretty annoying process. It would take a long time to install every single game. And then anyway, so I was doing that for myself, and then other people, I realized in the school, for example, I was buying a lot of games, and then I realized other people at my school, they wanted the games as well. And one time, I went to a store. And then I was able to actually copy, so you could copy the content of a CD to another actual CD. And for me, that technology, obviously, it's like actually very stupid. Like it's very simple, a very simple technology. But for me, it made me think. I was like, oh wow. So what if I do this for everyone in my school? So then I actually offered to everyone in my school. I said, like, I'm gonna be able to like give you all these games. You just give me a little money. And then obviously first day I got caught, and then my teacher said, don't ever do anything like this in the school. So that this business obviously didn't take off. But yeah, I would say that was like the beginning. But I did have like little actual transactions was happening, but I had to return everything, and then yeah, I just stopped. So
That's
but it
hysterical.
was yeah, but it was actually really cool. Like I think at that time, if I were to actually do it, I would make good money, because literally there was like barely any competition. Other kids weren't doing it, and no laws, and we could keep just copying the essentially content of these games and just keep selling it. So, but yeah, it was
What
weird business, didn't take off.
were they on floppy disks or when was this? What, like the
No,
CD?
this was actual CDs.
See, okay,
It wasn't floppy.
that's funny. Well, it's nice to see you embarked onto greener pastures here now in the
Yeah, and I mean, to give you details of it, like you would have to actually have two, so that it was called CD-ROM, and then you would have to have actually two of them. So later on, the technology advanced, so you could do it with one. You could put like you would have to have just one, but at the time I was doing it, you would have to actually have two of them. So like two CD-ROMs. So I would have to buy an extra one, put it on my motherboard, whatever it was called, and I was able to copy, and it was like a very long pro. Well, I mean, at least for me at that time, was like a very complicated process. But yeah,
All
so.
right. Well, you did it. And now we've talked about a lot. We talked about how you got started. We talked about all the great stuff you're up to today. What's next for you? What's in the pipeline?
So obviously, I was gonna actually do my own collection last year. I don't know if your audience know about FTX, one of the exchanges, last year that it really blew up, went bankrupt. And then right before that, literally a week before that, I had a collection that I was gonna do, and it was on Solana, so the chain called Solana, and because of that, FTX. I suppose issue that the exchange went down. They had a huge, I would say, reserve on Solana, and when they went down, Solana went down with it too for a while. And so then we had arts ready, we had websites ready, we had smart contract ready, and I was actually mistaken. Like looking back, we didn't have to do all of those before actually building a community. But anyways, we built all of those before building a community, and then FTX happened, and then we just got so upset, we just dumped the project. And then about a year after that, so I would say maybe November, or no, actually, toward end of November in 2023, I came up with another idea with my co-founder, whom we sold out a project before. And then we were like, okay, let's do it this time, and let's do it quick before something else happens in crypto. And yeah, so in literally a month, I would say 30 days or so, we built a brand from 0 to 10,000 on Discord, 12,000 on Twitter. And yeah, so across all socials, about the same. And then it's just got good traction. And then yeah, we're just gonna actually go to the minting process, which essentially, for audience don't know what that is, essentially you can think of it as just selling it but on the blockchain in about 2 weeks or so.
Well, you definitely taught me something new, and I appreciate all the great work you brought to the show. I want to sign off with one of my earlier questions. Not at much anymore, but for the first 3 years or so, every guest asked this question. I was answered this question, excuse me. Which entrepreneur would you choose to sit down with, dead or alive, to have a conversation with and learn from?
To be honest, Elon Musk, I don't think I'm similar to him, because he just seems like he's like above, he's like extraordinarily smart. In his childhood, he was programming things that like his teachers couldn't maybe do, maybe if they were his age. And so I think that's not quite the same for me. I don't have that, but I really resonate with the way he thinks, and he wants to just do things that's just he thinks is good, and other people say no, but he wants to do them, and he actually does anything. He doesn't care how many times, like maybe failures or anything happens, he just keeps going and comes up with solutions. So I think he's like probably one of the best ones out there.
Let's delve deeper. Where would the meeting go down if you had that choice too?
If I could, I would do it in space with them. I like
Yeah,
to
you
go to the
have to.
space. Yeah, I like to do a space, and he likes it too. So that would be
First
it. Like probably
class.
Mars. Yeah.
Why not? Well, thanks again for stopping by, Arvin. I really appreciate you taking the time to join this community of entrepreneurs. If people want to connect with you online or learn more, where can we find you?
So I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, all Arvin K NFT. Again, just because we got popular for our NFTs, that's how we just chose the handle. But it's ARVINKNFT. So once again, it's Arvin K NFT on all socials. And then my website as well is Sold Out NFT, so SOLDNFTS .io. If someone wants to check out case studies, how we sold out collections, tokens, let's say NFTs, whatever Web3 projects, they can check it out. It's all on the website as well.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm here on your LinkedIn as we sign off. Graduate of
Your LinkedIn as well.
Geneseo. My sister went to Cortland.
Oh, really?
Yep. So somewhere up
Yeah.
there, I'm sure.
That's cool.
Yeah,
That's cool.
yeah. Well,
Geneseo
thanks.
was cold.
It's cold up there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very
Cortland,
small town also.
I remembered when I visited, it was like on or next to a graveyard, like a cemetery.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But everyone, be sure to check him out online. The show is at That Entrepreneur Show. I am at Vincent A. Lancey. Be sure to head to YouTube and subscribe there for some behind the scenes footage from the last few seasons on That Entrepreneur Show. And with that, we are signing off from Dubai all the way to St. Petersburg, Florida. Arvind, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, my pleasure.